The Potting Bench Diaries, 14th of June 2023. Now, I'm not sure about your garden, but it feels like it's all getting going now and things are kicking off in a good way. Lots of the perennials are putting on some substantial growth and the roses are here in full force. I might share some of those with you next week if you'd like to see them. This week, I wanted to share how some of the fruit and veg are doing, and then I'll tell you about something that I'm growing with my dahlias this year. I've told you already in a previous diary entry about the tomatoes we're growing this year, but the first out of the gate in terms of showing signs of fruiting is Garden Pearl. This is a variety that is grown as a tumbling tom, and it'll slowly trail over the side of the basket with hopefully tons of smaller fruits. We've got this basket in our seating area at the top of the garden, so I can just imagine us sitting there eating them straight off the plant in summer. Also in the seating area are our different varieties of strawberries. Some are growing in standard pots, others are growing in a homemade pallet planter, and the remaining ones are with the GMs. I'm not quite sure why I planted these here, but they look good and they seem rather happy too, and they're the biggest of them all so far. We've got a real soft spot for strawberries in our house, and there's nothing better than picking these straight off the plant and eating them too, just like the tomatoes. As I mentioned at the start, I wanted to share an update with you on what I'm growing between the dahlias this year. We've got several collections of dahlias in the garden, and each have their own filler plants to grow between them. In the main bed, I've got some Dill Tetra and Panicum Warrior, which I'm hoping will be bringing added unique foliage to the bed. Elsewhere, I've got a few different varieties of Cosmos on the go, which is always a winning combo with dahlias. And finally, a quick Patreon update. I told you last week that I was going to share all about my favourite garden from this year's Chelsea, and that post is now live over on my Patreon. I've been in touch with the designer too to answer some questions, all of which is included within the post. The garden I'm sharing with you stood out from all of the others, and I'm hoping that you'll see why. But it isn't, perhaps, an obvious choice. You can head to the link in my show notes to read that, and you'll see the other exclusive content that I've got for you too, that you won't find on my website, my Twitter, my Instagram, or any of my other pages. That's all for this week. I'll see you again at the same time next week.